சதாசிவ சமாரம்ஹாம் சங்கராச்சார்ய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்ய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம். Page 38, verse 67. ब्रह्म सत्यं जगन् मिथ्या जीवो ब्रह्मैव नापरः जीवन्मुक्तस्तु तद्विद्वान् इति वेदांत डिंडिमः. The entire Vedanta we can keep in one sentence. What is the essence of Vedanta? If anyone asks you, you can put in one sentence. That is Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya Jivo Brahmaiva Naparaha. This whole sentence contains the entire Vedantic teaching. In this sentence there are three portions, three parts we can take. Number one, Brahma Satyam. Brahman alone is real. Jagan Mithya, the universe is unreal. The world is unreal. Jagan Mithya. Mithya means experientially real, factually unreal. Mithya means vyavaharically real, paramarthically unreal. There is no English word paramarthically. Okay. So Jagan Mithya. Third statement, Jivo Brahmaiva Naparaha. Jivaha, the individual, Brahmaiva, Brahmaiva, Brahmaiva. Brahman alone. Na paraha. Not anyone else. Only Brahman. In the place of Brahman, we have to say Aham. In the place of Jivo Brahmaiva, Jiva place, you replace Jiva word by Aham. Aham Brahmaiva na paraha. So, Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya Jivo Brahmaiva na paraha. Very, very often, Shankaracharya quotes this sentence. These three, that is Brahma Satyam, Brahman is real, Jagan Mithya, the world is unreal, Aham Brahmaiva Naparaha. Three statements are very important. We have to get the clear knowledge about three statements. If I say, I know Brahma Satyam, Aham Brahma Asmi, I know this. What about Jagan Mithyatvam? I cannot accept the world as Mithya. I can say Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma, existence, consciousness, infinite principle. I am that Satya Chit Ananda. The first statement and third statement I am very much convinced. But the middle one, Jagan Mithya, I cannot accept if you say your knowledge is not total. That knowledge is not a right knowledge or right understanding. Suppose you say Jagan Mithya Brahma Satyam, Jagat is unreal, Brahman alone real, but I do not know that I am Brahman. So Brahman means Satya Chit Ananda. Very nicely we can repeat along with the teacher. world is also, I can falsify, everything is only nama rupa. But I cannot accept myself, I am Brahman. I have lot of problems, so many limitations. From morning onwards, my mind is something, it is going haywire. How can I claim I am Brahman? A miserable I cannot be Brahman. If you say, there is no total knowledge, you don't have total clear understanding. So each statement, that conviction is very important. Brahma Satyam, yes, Brahman alone is Satyam. There is no second entity to be real in this world. Brahman alone is Satyam. Absolute reality. Jagat Mithya, yes, Jagat Mithya alone. Only Vacharambham Vikaraha, matter, it is like just appearing. Jagat Mithya. And third statement also, that Brahman who is existence, consciousness, infinite principle, I am that Brahman. There is no doubt in this, there is no vagueness at all. Conviction I have got in these three statements. If you say boldly, then you are a Jivan Muktaha. So, Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya Jivo Brahmaiva Naparaha. The whole statement, it has to be factual for me, convinced, total conviction I have to say. Even I should not bat my eyes. Who are you? Give me few minutes or few seconds time. No. Immediately, without batting my eyes, I can claim, how can I be other than Brahman? How to say like that? How can I be the other than Brahman? How can be the world be real? It is not possible. I have to say that side. No, I have to stand that side and say, answer to the people. Not to the people, to your own mind. You have to answer. That is called Jivan Mukti. Jivan Muktaha tu Tadvidvan. Tadvidvan means, Tat means Trayasya Vidvan. Brahma Satyam, Jagan Mithya, Jivo Brahma Ivanaparaha. All these three statements. Trayasya Vidvan. How one can become Vidwan? Not by just studying, having lot of books in Almera. How can he become Vidwan? By Shravana Manana Nididhyasana Dwara. By long, consistent listening to scriptures from a teacher, only he becomes a Vidwan. Panditaha cannot be a Vidwan, Jnani. Muktaha. Scholarship cannot guarantee moksha. What this author asked here, previous shlokas, he said, give up 6, give up 5, again acquire 4, practice 3, give up 2. He asked us in the previous shlokas, I have to fulfill all those. What are those? And give up 6, kama, krodha, etc. You have to give up. Give up 5, kosha abhimana, pancha kosha abhimana, give up. Acquire 4, sadhana chatushtaya sampatti may you acquire. Don't ask me what is sadhana chatushtaya sampatti. Okay, I'll be in trouble. You are supposed to know sadhana chatushtaya sampatti. Then practice 3. Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam. Give top priority to Shravanam. Give top priority to Shravanam. Shravanam of what? Not Carnatic music. Shravanam of Vedantic scriptures. that to prasthanatrayam only, Bhagavad Gita, Upanishads and Brahma Sutra. Shravanam, mananam, spend your time, give quality time for shravanam. There are so many activities are there in your life, but at the heart of the heart, you must give priority to scriptural study. That's why practice shravanam, mananam, niridhyasanam, do contemplation. There are lot of distractions, lot of obstacles comes in one's life, but never lose sight of your goal. Time is so short. Before leaving this body, claim, I am Brahman. Never postpone. Then give up to Jiva Ishvara Bheda, may you give up. I am ordinary Jiva, Bhakta, seeking blessings from the Lord all the time. I am limited. Bhagwan is there to protect me, to save me. Bheda, Jiva, Ishvara, Bheda, give up. It is not a mistake. People think, how can I say that Bhagwan I am? How can I am Bhagwan? We should not say that. It is papam. People think like that. Bhagwan himself says, whoever says like that, he is Priyaha. That word we never listen, we never allow to enter into our ears. Bhagwan himself says, Jnani tu atmaiva me matam saha mama priyaha. He is dearest to me, Bhagwan said. How many of us giving importance to that statement of Bhagwan? If we give importance to that statement, value for that statement, we never feel bad to say, Aham Brahmasmi, I am God. I am God means not from Ahankara standpoint, not from body-mind standpoint. I can never be God from body-mind standpoint. I am ordinary housewife or husband, householder from body-mind standpoint. When Shastra or Krishna Paramatma asking, claim yourself as me, Bhagavan is asking, means you have to drop this panchakosha, abhimana, shariratraya abhimana, then you have to say, Aham Brahmasmi, my real nature is Brahman, Atma, Bhagavan's real nature is also Atma, therefore I, the Self, and Paramatma, the total Self, are one and the same. What is wrong here? That is what Krishna is asking. Scriptures are all telling that only, declaration is that only. Jivo Brahmaiva Naparaha. Why we are not listening to that statement? How much we are working for that statement to assimilate? On the other hand, if anyone is telling, we don't want to listen, it is jarring for us. How long it is jarring to your ears now? The truth is jarring to your ears. That means there is some papa. The truth, the fact is jarring to us. I am God to say, it is jarring to me means there is some papa. There is some sin, still it is obstructing the person. Then I am not able to accept the facts. Saha vidvan, tatu vidvan, prayasya vidvan, brahma satyam jagan mithya jivo brahmaiva naparaha vidvan, jivan muktaha. Jivan muktaha, here now itself he is a liberated person. What about videha mukti? Jivan muktaha means he is here now itself. In this body he is a muktaha. What about videha mukti? After death you have to give up. Videha means what? Sadeha means with body. After dissociating from this body you become a videha. So after leaving this body I will get videha mukti. that Jivan Mukta thinks like this. Now I am a Jivan Mukta. Later means after leaving this body, I am going to become Videha Mukta. Never. Who is Jivan Mukta? Who never wait for Videha Mukti? Who never wait for Videha Mukti in future? Jivan Muktaha is one who recognizes, I am now here itself Videha Muktaha. The one who knows, I am Videha. Ashariram Sarireshu. I am Ashariraha. Sarireshu. Ahiniril Vayani. Just as the snake leaves its skin and looks at it. So, Jnani also looks at the body, Sariratrayam, as a shell. Now itself I am Videha. There is no question of going to get Videha Mukti. Some people think, first Jivan Mukti, later Videha Mukti. Janaka Maharaja is a Videha. He's a great Jnani. Videha Raja. Like that, people are waiting for Videha Mukti after Jivan Mukti. Suppose he is not a Jivan Mukta on earth. Why? At the time of Jivan Mukti itself, the Jnani or Vidwan recognize, now here itself I am Videha. I have no association with the body-mind complex at all. It is not possible. Because that matter belongs to Vyavaharika Satyam. I, the Atma, am Paramarthika Satyam. Two orders of reality cannot come across. They cannot say, hello, how are you? Like two trains, you know. One train is going to Delhi side, one train is going to Calcutta. Both trains cross like that? No. Shariratrayam belongs to lower order of reality. Atma, the consciousness, existence, principle belong to higher order of reality. They cannot come across. Can waker and a dreamer join together? 1 minute at least. Waker and dreamer can meet, meeting point. Is it possible? Not possible. Because waker belongs to Vyavaharika Satyam, dreamer belongs to Pratibhasika Satyam. Two orders of reality cannot come together. Think over. Okay. Similarly, I the Atma am Paramarthika Satyam, body mind complex Deha belongs to Vyavaharika Satyam. How they can come together, association is possible? So now here itself I am Videha. I am Videha. That is the real knowledge. Next shloka we will read. 68. Anama rupam sakalam sanmayam chinmayam priyam kuto bhedah kuto bandhah iti vedanta dindimah. When Videha Mukti is not an event in future, why Shastra is talking about Videha Mukti? This word, this statement, why it has to come? People talk about Videha Mukti of a Jnani. That is only for Ajnanis who talk about a Jnani. They don't have any other work, no? Some job you have to give for ignorant people. So they talk about Videha Mukti of a Jnani. But Jnani standpoint, there is no separate Videha Mukti. Understand? So only ignorant people talk about Jnani. Oh, he is Jivan Muktaha. Now he got Videha Mukti after leaving this body. Because they do not know. Now he is in the body. After death he leaves the body. Therefore he is videha muktaha now. After death they say. But jnani never say that. Never say means never think of that. That is real knowledge. Now he says, anamarupam sakalam. Sakalam means the entire universe, everything. Anamarupam, nameless and formless. Everything is really speaking nameless and formless. Anama, arupa. Sakalam is Brahman only. The tragedy is, whatever Shastra says, oppositely we know, that's all. Sarvam nama rupam, that only we know. Shastra says, sakalam anama rupam. That's why we are very, 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 very far from Shastra. Shastra is talking all ucharan, no, diagonally opposite to my understanding. Sakalam formless and nameless. But what is my experience? Sakalam form and name. Shastra says, no, no. The name and form what you are seeing is not true. They are only magic. It is like a magic. Anama arupam. Because Brahman Satyam, Brahma Satyam. Other than Brahman, whatever is there, Mithya. Other than Brahman, whatever I am seeing is Nama Rupa. Nama Rupa, they are Mithya. How you explain that Mithyatvam? Nama Rupa means every object has got its name. Whatever I see, it has got its own name. It has got its own form. As I am seeing that name and form, you should say Mithya, Mithya, Mithya. Shastra is asking me. I am seeing tangibly in front of me, elephant, so many cages it is, lot of weight it has got, you say it is Mithya, unreal. Carefully understand, Mithya means here not experientially unreal. Mithya means not experientially unreal. Experientially they are real. Experientially I am experiencing elephant, I am experiencing temple, I am experiencing building, I am experiencing everything. Yes. Real? Yes. Experientially? Real. Yes, I am seeing with my eyes. But then what is Mithya? That experientially real object I will never count. It cannot be counted as real. You saw money in the night yesterday in your dream. You saw golden biscuits in the box. You saw, suppose. Experientially you have that gold experience. Can you count that tomorrow morning after waking up? Can you count in your gold ornaments, I have so much extra gold. Can you count that? Can you say, I have not seen? You have seen. You have experienced. But you cannot count. Money also. Either dollars or rupees, coins, whatever you have seen. Because yesterday you saw Lakshmi Devi who is pouring money. That Lakshmi you saw the photo continuously in sleep also, in the dream you get that only. And next day morning you count that money with your pocket money, with your bank account. Can you count that money? Why? Even though I have experienced that money, I cannot count. Why? They are not count worthy. So Shastra says like that, the entire Namarupa Prapancha also, you are experiencing. You are experiencing your own name and form. you are experiencing your family members' forms, names, and visiting card also you are giving every day to people, and photos also, your form also, everywhere photos also there. Shastra says, but never count as real. Experientially real, but when you want to count it, it cannot come under reality. Therefore, you cannot count. That is called mithya. What is mithya? You cannot say it is sat, you cannot say it is asat. Mithya definition. It is neither sat nor asat. It is neither sat, it is neither existent nor non-existent. Asat. When you see the rope snake, you experience the snake. You cannot say it is non-existent, because you are experiencing the rope snake. It is snake is appearing to me. It is not asat. Can you say it is real? You cannot say it is sat also. Sat means existence. You cannot say it is real. You cannot say it is unreal. Then what is that category? It is neither sat nor asat. Sad asat vilakshanam. Mithya. Similarly, marriage water appears. Is it real? No. It is neither sat nor asat. Experientially real, factually unreal. Satchet na bhagyeta. If it is real, it would have not been negated. Na bhagyeta. Marriage water is real. If I go near, there must be water. Satchet na bhagyeta. I would have not negated it. But when I go near, I am negating. Therefore, it is not sat. Asat chet, if it is not there, na pratiyeta, it would have not appeared to me. Asat chet. Rabbit horn appears to you. It is asat. But it is appearing here. Snake appearing, marriage water appearing. Therefore, it is not asat. Asat chet na pratiyeta, it would have not appeared to me. If it is non-existent, therefore it is appearing, but it is not real. That is called mithya. Satchet na bhajyeta, asatchet na nivarteta, na pratiyeta. So, sadasad vilakshanam mithya, like rope snake, like marriage water, like shell silver. What about the world? Examples enough. What about the world? Nama rupa also, anama arupam. Experientially they are there, but they are not real. Then what is real? Sanmayam, chinmayam, priyam. Everything is sanmayam. Sat plus mayam, sanmayam. Everything is existence, existence only. Chinmayam, everything is only consciousness principle, chinmayam. Here mayam means not vikararthe mayat, but swaruparthe mayat. Swarupam, easiness, in the form of easiness, ease. Chinmayam, priyam, ananda swarupam. Swamini, sanmayam, chinmayam I can accept. Mic is, fan is, table is, desk is, that easiness, okay, I can accept. Everything is sanmayam. Fine. Sat alone, chit. Okay, I can accept chit also. But ananda I cannot accept. I am not able to accept that ananda priyam. Shastra says that priyam don't take pratibimba ananda, reflected ananda, anubhava ananda. That is always fluctuating. That is always fluctuating. Yesterday so happy, today okay, tomorrow Changing, happiness, priyam, that priyam don't take. I am talking about Swarupa Ananda. Here priyam means what? Swarupa Ananda, not Anubhava Ananda, not experiential Ananda. Therefore, Sanmayam, Chinmayam, Priyam, Kuto Bhedaha, Kuto Bandhaha. Where is Bandha? Where is bondage? Where is Bheda difference? In Sanmayam, Chinmayam, Priyam, there is no difference. Every one of us say, I am, is there any difference? In I am, there is no difference. What type of I am is only difference. No? So in Sanmayam, Chinmayam, pure existence, pure consciousness, there is no difference at all. Kuto Bhedaha, is there a difference? It's not Prashnarthe. Akshaparthe, there is no Bheda at all. When there is no Bheda, where is the question of Bandha, bondage? Lot of problems. For whom problems? Once I identify with my mind and body complex, I identify with my members. Then Bandha comes. Bondage. No Bandha, no Bheda at all. See, Bheda only Bandha comes. Bondage and the difference, where are they? They are not there at all. Who says? Iti Vedanta Dindimahan. Vedanta declares. Next shloka. 69.
Na satya satyate lokaham. Namadevyabhicharatah. Vatuh kulata ityadehe. Kulata ityadehe. Iti Vedanta Dindimaha.
Why the name and form you are telling as Mitya Anriyam? When I am seeing tangibly a form with a specific name, how can you say it is Mitya? Question. Here only we have to understand carefully very difficult, toughest task is this. Falsification of Nama Rupa is the toughest job in spiritual pursuit. Existence, consciousness you can understand. But falsification of Nama Rupa is not so easy. That is the toughest task. You have to do lot of analysis. Why they are Mithya? Nama Rupa, they have got Vibhichara, Agama Payitvam. Vibhichara means here arrival and departure. Every name has come in time. The form has come in time. Every object, it has got a manufacturing date and expiry date. So, Agama Pai. Whatever is Agama Pai is a karyam, is a product. Manufacture and a product. Karyam. Every karyam, a product, has got a name and form. Agama Pai, therefore it is Mitya. Which has got arrival and departure. Vicharya. Means it is changing. Therefore it is not real. Before the pot, its birth, there was no pot. After destruction also, there is not going to be a pot. No pot going to be there. What about that present, Vartamana Kala? At that time also, no pot. Adu ante cha yan nasti vartamanepi tattaha. Adu nasti, beginning it was not there. Ante, after destruction, it is not going to be there. What about present? There, you should not say. While seeing also, in spite of Dvaita Anubhava, Dvaita Anubhava cannot disturb Advaita Jnanam. Very important. Advaita Jnanam, Aham Brahma Asmi Kevala Atma Swarupam Eva Asti. After this knowledge also, Dvaita Anubhava continues. Therefore, Lokaha Namadehe Satyaha Nakadhyate. All these names and forms, no one say they are real. Temporarily the names have come, names will go along with the form. Satyaha Nakadhyate. No one say it is real. The name and form is not real. Advaita Jnanam alone is Jivan Mukti. Advaita Jnanam means not absence of Dvaita Anubhava. Advaita Jnanam, Aham Brahmasmi Jnanam. Dvaita Anubhava disappears. Dvaita Anubhava means what? Husband, children, house, everything disappears. Why? Once I got Advaita non-dual Brahma Jnanam, duality I should not see. Shastra says, no, if you are not seeing Dvaitam, means some problem in your eyes. Advaita Jnanam never displays the Dvaita Anubhava. After Advaita Jnanam, when you sit in front of the plate, let do payasam, so many varieties are there. Everything Advaitam. All are same one. No. So Jnanik everything is same. Never. Dvaitam Anubhava continues. In spite of Dvaita Anubhava. Atma Jnanam is in spite of Dvaita Anubhava. Not Dvaita Anubhava replace, then Advaita Jnanam comes. Never. That's why no problem, continue the class. Okay. Advaita Jnanam comes, suppose I forget my son, I forget my mother, I forget my brother, husband, and no problem. You never forget. They will not go. Okay? Don't worry. People will worry. If I get Advaita Jnanam, suppose, non-dual, the duality goes away. Now, who said it will not go? It is as it is. Okay? Don't worry. Shastra says Advaitam is in spite of Dvaita Anubhava. Continues. Na satyaha vibhicharataha nama dehe nama adipadat rupa karma nama rupa karma. Every name has got a form, has got a karma, its own function. Every object has its own function. Whatever you are having, having watch is there, it has got its own function. Yes? Book, it has got its own function, karma. Blackboard, it has got its own function, karma. Nama, rupa, karma. Combine, adipadat, rupa, karma. Vibhicharataha. Example he is giving in the next line. In the footnote, instead of kulataha, you can write jarataha. Jarataha is the ideal word. Vatuhu means brahmachari, a bachelor. A bachelor, after some time, young boy, after some time become an old person. Jarataha means old. Jara means old age. So young one becomes older one. Jarataha. Ityadehe. So, childhood, youth, old age. Changing, rupa changing. You can't identify this person when he become a jarataha. You cannot remember his young childhood days form different. achieving. That is called Agamapaya. And karma also, when he was young, he was playing football. Football is going on, no? So, football, he was the college champion. What a ball! He cannot lift the ball, you know. Karma, vibhichara, is not able to do anything. So, lot of change is there. But what is not changing? Sanmayam, Chinmayam, Priyam is not changing. Therefore, Agamapayitvat, Vibhichara Swarupatvat, Mithya. Namarupa is Mithya. What is Satyam will never change. Trikale apitishthati iti Sat. But Namarupa is not Satyam because it is not permanent. Karma is not permanent. Rupa is not permanent, go on changing. And Nama, of course, after 100 years, go away. They are not permanent. Nama, Rupa, Karma, are they permanent? No. So people know this. That's why it is not Satyam. Everyone says. That's why it is Karyam, it is Maya Karyam, it is Mithya. As we are seeing the pot itself, is there a pot? Vacharambhanam vikaro namadheyam. It is only on your lip movement. There is no pot at all. Clay alone appearing as a pot. There is no pot substance. That pot substance is not there. It is a name given. It is mithya. Pot ghataha mithya. Ghata is not there. Like that every nama you have to take. Vatu jarataha ityadehe iti vedanta dindimaha. Next shloka. Namarupatmakam vishvam indrajalam vidurbudhaha anamatvat arupatvat iti vedanta dindimaha. Namarupatvakam vishvam indrajalam vidur budhaha. Budhaha, wise people, viduhu, they know. Wise people know what? Vishvam indrajalam. Indra means master. Jalam means network. The one who is the master of that network, what he is doing, all magic, he knows. But we the audience do not know what is happening. Have you seen Indrajalam? Magic. If you have not seen, go next time. No? Every year that person comes. You can see. All birds comes and water comes. So many things he brings, and he cuts that woman, his own wife, he cuts. And separate also. And you cry. Wow. She is nicely separating the lady. This side head part, that side legs part, separated. Is it real? No. Not real. He is the master of that jalam. Inna jalam pandre na. Maya. Indrajalam. So what? So what? Like that, AC Sarkar, Gogia, Pasha. They are not here now. Those days, AC Sarkar, musician, is a great musician. Gogia, Pasha. I used to hear them, no? Later I saw 2-3 times magic. Very nice it is. You also see, all of you. Okay. Vishwam Indrajalam. The whole world is Indrajalam. Not a stage one person doing. Whole world is Indrajalam. Magic is going on. Indrajalam. What is this? Indrajalam. Namarupatmakam Indrajalam. All names and forms are nothing but Indrajalam. Just magic. And seeing that magic when he is doing, we think what? It is real. 100% real, it appears. Even though we have come to magic show, we know that. But while seeing, that we take it as real. Similarly, this Nama Rupa Prapancha, you are seeing my body, I am seeing your body, you know my name, I know your name, Nama Rupa Prapancha, not one name, one form. How many forms we are seeing from the morning to till night, throughout our life, how many forms we are seeing, how many names we are calling. Whole thing is Indrajalam. And the magic is on. Just as that magician's all that things what he has created disappear within no time. They disappear. Similarly, these Nama Rupas are also disappearing. Vyavaharically disappearing. For Jnani, they disappear. Even though they are available, Jnani sees them as unreal. Just as Aindrajalikaha, as he is doing, he knows they are not there. For audience, they are appearing, they are real. The one who is doing, for magician, as he is creating a bird, he knows it is not there. Jnani kuda appadiya. As he is seeing, he knows pot is not there. Whereas jnanis are not pot vishaya jnanis. Ghatajnahana. You all know pot is not there. Further, some more you add, that's all. You become a jivanmuktaha. Add along with the pot. There is no clip at all. Only plastic appearing in different forms. There is no sari at all. There is no shirt at all. That says, Swamiji was telling, some jokingly they say, the thief, you know, when he opened that safety locker, a lot of gold is there. Lot of ornaments, rings, chains, something. He would never bother about whether it is a ring or gold, chain or anything. How much gold is there? He take it. He's got an Advaita Jnana. Thief has got Advaita Jnana. Who bothers whether it is chain or bangle or ring? Who bothers? Vadanam? Who bothers? I want gold. Advaitam. We only think bangle is there, chain is there. If thief is looking at your bangle design, is nice bangle design. Who bothers? He is not interested in your bangle design or chain design. He sees only gold. Thief sees only gold. We see chain, ring. Jnani is like a thief here. all Nama Rupas he never sees. He sees only Tanmayam, Chinmayam. Gold, gold, gold. Nama Rupas are all real. Who wants this Nama Rupa and all? Behind that Nama Rupa, what is Satyam? Tanmayam, Chinmayam, Swarnamayam Madri. That is Swarnamayam. Here, Tanmayam, Chinmayam. Jnani sees Tanmayam, Chinmayam behind every Nama Rupa. So Jnani kuda sees the Tanmayam Vishaya. Avanu Swarnamayam Vishaya, he is a thief. Jnani is like thief. Tanmayam Vishaya. That is the thing. Nama Rupatmakam Vishwam Indrajala Indrajalam Vidur Buddhaha. Now you are all Buddhaha. Okay. Anamatvat Arupatvat iti. Why it is Indrajalam? Really speaking, Brahman alone is Satyam. That Brahman, Satyam, Sat, really doesn't have Nama and Rupa. It cannot have that Nama and Rupa. Anamakam, Arupakam. Yattadadresham, Agrahim, Agotram, Avarnam, Achakshu, Srotram, Tadapani, Padam, Nanik, Nama and Rupa. நோ நாம நோ ரூபா நோ கர்மான் நிஷ்கிரிய அநாமக பாவம். பிரம்மன் வந்து அநாமக, நோ நேம் அட் ஆல், நோ ஃபார்ம் அட் ஆல், அநாமகத்வாத் அரூபத்வாத், பிகாஸ் இட் இஸ் ஃபார்ம்லெஸ் அண்ட் நேம்லெஸ், தேர்ஃபோர் இட் இஸ் ஓன்லி இந்திரஜாலம். த ஹோல் வேர்ல்ட் இஸ் இந்திரஜாலம். வேர் வி ஆர் நவ்? இந்திரஜாலம் ஜெகத், மாயாமயம் ஜெகத். நெக்ஸ்ட் ஸ்லோக,
அபேத தர்ஷனம் மோக்ஷம் சம்சாரோ பேத தர்ஷனம் சர்வ வேதாந்த சித்தாந்தம் இதி வேதாந்த டிண்டிமஹம்.
அபேத தர்ஷனம் மோக்ஷ, வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் ஸ்லோகா. வாட் இஸ் மோக்ஷ? டெபினேஷன் ஆஃப் மோக்ஷ, ஷார்ப் டெபினேஷன். வாட் இஸ் மோக்ஷ? இஃப் ஐ கிவ் எ க்வெஸ்சன் பேப்பர், ஐ வில் ஆஸ்க் திஸ் க்வெஸ்சன், ஷார்ப் க்வெஸ்சன். அபேத தர்ஷனம், தர்ஷனம் மீன்ஸ் நாட் சீயிங், ஹியர் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங், அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங். அபேத நான் டிஃபரன்ஸ், தட் இஸ் மோக்ஷா. இஃப் எனி ஒன் ஆஸ்க் யூ இஸ் தேர் வேர்ல்ட், டோன்ட் சே இட் இஸ் நாட் தேர். ஆஃப்டர் லிசனிங் வேதாந்த டிண்டிமா, யூ கோ ஹோம் அண்ட் சே ஆல் ஆர் அன்ரியல், இட்ஸ் சீமிங்லி ரியல், யூ ஹாவ் டு சே நாட் அன்ரியல். We don't say Nama Rupa is unreal. Nama Rupa is seemingly real. You are seemingly beautiful. Inna? You are seemingly beautiful means what? You are not beautiful. You are not beautiful. Seemingly real. Nama Rupa Prapancha also is seemingly real. Not really real. Okay? Not really real. It is seemingly real. Therefore, never say world is unreal. We never say world is unreal. We say world is seemingly real. World is not absolutely real, but world is seemingly real. Abheda darshanam. Abheda means non-difference. Samsaraha abheda darshanam. Between moksha and samsara, how much gap is there? Only just a thought. Just a thought is the difference. If you think there is a difference, difference nama, rupa, nama, rupa, you are giving reality, you are counting nama, rupa, you are giving means you are a samsari. Bheda darshanam samsaraha. Once you see Veda, limitations, insecurity, comparison, competition, cutthroat, all will come. Hurt, guilt, all will come. Veda darshanam. If I understand this Veda is only experience, but it is not real, I need not count it. It is not at all countable, count-worthy. Bheda, appearance is there. My mamiyar is seemingly real. Appearance is there. But her words, her behavior, any person for that matter, who is disturbing my mind, suppose. I need not allow anything to disturb me. If I give reality to them, they disturb me. If I don't give reality to them, they cannot disturb me. So whether objects or people, they disturb or not, in whose hand now? In my hand. I give reality to them, I identify with them, I take the problems of all my problems. Suffer. Suffer, suffer, suffer. Why? that is called samsara. I don't want samsara, I don't want to suffer, I don't want to worry, I don't want to make my life miserable. Then what? I want to be free from this misery. Then see the sanmayam chinmayam behind every nama rupa. Nama rupa, what you are seeing is unreal. Behind every nama rupa, whatever is there, the content, the core is sat chit ananda. That I have to recognize. Don't give value for that nama rupa agama pai, which is unreal, which is not real. Therefore change your mind, cognitive change, perspective change. You need not change anyone in this world. Sthane Rishikesha, Lord Krishna says, sthane, let it be there whatever it is, as it is at anywhere. Nothing can disturb me. When I drop that nama rupa darshanam, bheda darshanam, if I drop, and if I have abheda darshanam, sanmayam chinmayam is abhedam, may you have that only, that vision. Who am I? I am sat chit ananda. What about everything? Everything is sat chit ananda. What about all names and forms? They are there. They are appearing, but they are not real. You value chain or gold? You value bangle or gold? You value nama rupa or brahma? Purnamada purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva vishyate. Om shanti shanti shantihi. Harihi Om. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.